In Afghanistan, the erosion of women's rights continues. The Taliban has decreed that women can no longer use gyms or parks. They've already been forced to cover their entire body in public. All but a few jobs are off limits. And girls have been banned from attending middle school and high school. Wajma Frog is following the developments closely. She's the co-founder of the Women and Peace Studies Organization in Afghanistan and a member of the Afghan Women's Network. Wajma, welcome back.
Thank you.
As someone who's dedicated her career and risked your own safety advocating for your Afghan sisters, these latest developments have to be hard for you to watch.
Yes, not only hard to watch, but also seeing my family members, all the young women in my family, every day that I talk to them, there are like 73, 74 girls in my immediate family who have been deprived of high school. So these are very painful times for women and girls in Afghanistan.
So tell us about how this latest decree is affecting the women, the girls in your family and others. Mm-hmm. Why gyms and parks?
Well, you know, these are one of the last venues or public spaces that are being taken away from women because the work has already been taken away. And, you know, the girls cannot go to school. Women in the government positions, they lost their jobs. Imagine like millions of women in a country stuck at home. They cannot go to work and school. And now they cannot even go out to a park. So it's like affecting millions of women with very deteriorating mental health situations. I'm working with a number of women whose daughters have committed suicide, actually.
I mean, I was going to ask you, what do they do if they can't go to school, they can't go to work, now they can't go to a park? Are they literally just stuck inside their homes?
Yeah, like I really don't know how to explain it because it must be so hard for, somebody living in the US or outside to imagine that, like, you cannot actually get out of your home. So women have actually, many, many of them are now plagued with so many health issues, mental health issues, that the women that I'm working with, you know, we are trying to get them, like, books, tablets, so that they can do at home. But how many books can you read sitting at home, especially for the younger women who have seen a better life in the past 20 years?
And that's exactly it, because young girls and women, unlike their mothers, grew up with freedom. They were going to school and choosing their own clothing and showing their sophistication on social media. So now that they're stuck at home, how are they responding to the decrees? Are they still using social media? Are we hearing from them?
Access to social media, of course, because a lot of women have been detained recently, people are very much scared. You know, access to internet is another challenge. It's very expensive. These women have lost their jobs. There are no, income in the family so that you can buy a phone card. So in Afghanistan, you have to buy a top-up card for like at least $20 to get on online. So all of that is very expensive for a, you know, young woman school going. So that's also becomes very hard for them. Entertainment is taken away, they cannot go out. So, you know, literally it's like a prison inside homes.
Can we assume that they're watching as Iranian women also risking their lives protesting the country's purity laws? Has that been playing out in Afghanistan?
You know, in Afghanistan, it's a little bit complicated when it comes to, you know, community and like stances of the people, because we do not have a lot of male allies in our families. So all of that becomes, you know, problematic for women to stand up. But even some of the women who stood up, you know, we saw them being taken away. They have been dishonored. And the Taliban have actually, warned the male family members that if they see any women from their families being outspoken or getting out of home, they will actually punish the men. So the men in the family would actually stop the wife, the girl, the daughter, the sister from going out because he will be punished.
And we should say that the punishments are really harsh. We're reading about a 24-year-old woman sentenced to execution by being buried to the waist in a pit and stoned to death for adultery. She reportedly took her own life rather than be subject to that. The punishments are very public and brutal.
Yeah, and that's how it works, right? Because that creates so much fear. And the Taliban use of like even amputations, you know, and the girls who had been detained, some of the stories they share about how, you know, like they would be, you know, electrified. So, of course, yeah, those are like very scary punishments for the girls.
And just finally, we only have a few seconds left, but you've spoken and tweeted about the complicity of the international community. What do you think should be happening?
Well, I'm very hopeless, particularly from the United States, because for 20 years we worked together. But, you know, they signed a deal with the Taliban and handed over a country to the Taliban. And right now the U.S. is not actually negotiating with the Taliban. I really hope that they enter into serious negotiations with the Taliban about the changes that need to happen.
Wasma Fogg is the co-founder of Women and Peace Studies Organization in Afghanistan. Wasma, thank you so much and stay safe.
Thank you.